podcasts. Oh, you can look for exits, but there aren't any. Consider this your podcast of no return. So you might as well sit back and relax while you listen to tales of the odd, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy. But beware, you never know what's around each and every corner. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to episode 45. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, brothers?
Nothing too much. What's going on with you?
Just a little recording night. That's about it. Nate, what's going on, man?
Just hanging out, trying to figure out gremlins.
Gremlins in the microphones.
You hear these little noises, don't we?
Yeah.
Like, what's that? What's doing that? Are you doing that?
I'm trying to chase it down.
It's got to be me, the Tulpas, or Slender Man. I mean, let's take a pick, right?
One of the three.
Vlad.
One of the three.
Ooh, Vlad could be in there.
In there.
Yeah. Wendigo. Elves. Wendigo. Dwarves, because they haven't gotten
on
yet.
Dwarves. Darn dwarves.
Ding, ding, ding.
No.
Now, I have to point out something, because I like to point things out.
We're not pointing out anything. Right?
It is.
No. Yes, that is the Grand
Canyon. I don't
Canyon.
Know. Look, kids, Big Ben. No,
it's, I can't get left.
I don't know what time and space this will be actually dropped in. And sometime in 2022, we're figuring mid-year.
That's so safe to say.
Yeah, Valentine's Day at the earliest,
yeah.
Right? But tonight, there's a lot going on today. We're dropping a Christmas or we're part of a Christmas episode, I should say. Mm. Last night, we got 20,000 listens, which is amazing. And now, we're here together, right? And we're just before Christmas. So, I'm almost speechless.
Doing more.
With this.
That can't happen.
Okay, yeah, I know.
There's like, no way. That'd be like me saying.
I said almost.
And that's not going to happen.
So, anyway, I got this story to tell you. No, I was kidding.
So as of what it is today, we said the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As of the 21st, we reached 20,000 downloads. Yep. That is awesome. Thank you guys for doing that listening stuff for us.
It's really awesome.
It's fun.
I know. It's exciting.
And doing more to keep it going.
Yeah.
You still swear it's just me. That's all I got. I really don't have a
job. I said
19,500
downloads
for
Sean.
Listen. Yeah, exactly. Sean keeps very busy.
How many times have you listened to
We're almost there. I got to listen to them all
again. I don't
again.
Sleep. I don't eat. I don't work. I just do
you
this.
You started out that way. You listen to every episode like seven times, and then you kind of slow down a little
it
bit.
Was now it's four down to six-ish. It's a true story. That's actually true.
I remember one
time. But it was
time,
just because I was
early
excited.
On, I remember you guys were driving in the van or the car, and Jenna goes, didn't we just listen to this? Or didn't you just listen?
You're like, she did.
Yeah, but I want to listen to it again.
I just was so excited. And the funny thing is, she'll catch me listen to some of the new stuff. Like, I was getting ready in the morning, and she's like, oh, what are you listening to? And I'm like, oh, our podcast. And she's like, why did you listen to that? And I was like, it's new stuff. And she's like, oh, I thought it was old. And I was like, no, I'm so over the old, right?
I'm current.
It's the one but I do. I was like, I can't wait for it to come out.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you. And I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, 20,000 downloads. No. So by the time the listeners hear this, it's going to be 2 or 3 weeks out. But we'll be way past 20,000.
200,000 by that point.
Maybe not quite 200.
Dreaming
yeah.
big.
So we thank the creepies for that. That's for sure.
Thank
We're
you
coming
the
after
ones.
The big dogs.
We are.
Yeah.
Let the big dogs eat. Yipe.
We're little chihuahuas right now, but that's cool. Our little show is doing
We're vicious.
Little ankle biters, right?
We're, ankle biters. That's exactly right. So.
That didn't veer us off too much, did I?
No. I'm going to say something about the weather. It's cold. I'm still trying to warm up.
You are. We're busting out our middle-aged and creeped-out T-shirts, and you're like, I got one, but I...
Now, know. The state of Indiana, I mean, by...
It is cold.
In 2 or 3 more weeks, when they actually listen to this episode, it could be 75, or it could be 5.
Negative 75.
Yeah, I'm just... Man, can't warm up.
Yeah, it is cold. I agree. It's been frosty.
I don't know what it is. Yeah, frosty. So, I'm glad everybody's doing all right.
We're doing awesome.
We're having a good week. Okay.
Doing good.
And we got a busy night ahead of us. So, Sean, what do you have for us?
I have some of the early announcements anyway. The first thing I want to make sure and let everybody know is the merch. Did you want me to talk about the sponsors?
I do.
Or did you? Oh, you do want me
There's
to.
That gremlin.
I thought maybe you
The gremlin's would. Creeping back in.
The gremlin. Well, the first thing then I want to talk
jerk.
About. Sorry. The first thing I want to talk about then is... The episode segment sponsors, that's something that we've just started to mention on Facebook and Instagram. But the middle age, we want to try to start getting sponsors for the middle age moment and guest chats.
Yeah.
Guest chat. So anybody that has their own business or has any interest in sponsoring.
It could be an online, like e-commerce, like an Etsy. If you have an Etsy and you want to advertise your Etsy, Amazon, eBay, or a brick and mortar, like I put on Facebook.
Yeah.
Actual business. Yeah.
So you want your
business mentioned and kind of where you're located and phone number or how to get, you know, if it's, you know, an e-commerce, how to get a hold of you and order stuff, whatever products. Yeah.
You have no idea how much, and when I say you, I'm not, I know you guys know, but the the listeners have no idea how much that would mean to us. Yeah, that's really, really cool that we're getting into that era of like, hey, does anybody want to like be sponsoring the show because we're getting bigger?
Yeah. And, so. And you know, and they can email or I know you're going to say it, but they, it's nothing you have to sign a contract or it's not anything you have to do every week. It's just if you want to sponsor.
You made me sign a contract.
I did.
Yeah.
In but blood.
In blood.
But I'm putting it in the shredder after Anyway, I'll let
But I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Yes, you can email us or message us on Instagram for details.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I'll go over how much and
how
all it works. And yeah, so I just thought we'd it'd be nice to kind of have somebody sponsor the middle-aged moment in the, and when we have a guest chat. So.
The reason I ask is because I am basically a trained monkey over here. If it's not in...
and he's got the symbols and everything.
I do. I really do. If it's not in highlight, I was like, oh, maybe that's Todd's part. I don't know.
I forgot to have my my beloved.
I should have asked you. I actually meant to ask you. But
I actually, when I got to work...
It's more fun.
It was one of those I went, hey, I text her. I'm like, hey, can you write a sticky note to remind me to say so
it's funny because it's just it's more fun when we like just this is conversational right this is what we would have, the conversation we would have like what we want you always to know that we have merch of all kinds with our logo on it and we would love for you to represent out there. We are dangerously close right now to the Christmas season, but by the time you guys hear this it'll be Valentine's Day and Arbor Day and who knows what other holidays
coming better
up.
Gift
St. Patty's.
Just a just because day, right?
Middle of age and creep out.
There you go. Oh Lord, here comes the leprechauns. Yeah.
My favorite mini still.
The luck of the Irish. Huh? We also want to always make sure that you guys are getting out there and rating and reviewing us. And we were just talking about Spotify now, right? You can actually rate and review.
That at was least rating.
Or raid. I don't know.
Brett said,
which is awesome. I didn't know.
I mean, I don't know if he. Yeah, he just said
to me
rating,
that's fairly new. At least it may not be new, but
yeah, Leslie Beer, she's a podcaster, and she told him. So
and
he spread the word. I'm like, nice.
Well, awesome.
Yeah.
And the one of the most important things, and we, you know, we're here having fun. We're having guy night. You know, we're building
Who's
this podcast.
Fun?
No fun to be had, right?
We
are building a community of many sorts, but the most important thing and the bedrock, the foundation of this show, I believe, is to make sure that people have help and know how to get help. So we're here for each other. We're here for you guys. We are a community, and we always want to give out the mental health hotline. So the substance abuse and mental health hotline is 1-800-662-4357. The last four, and that's help. And the National Prevention of Suicide Lifeline and Veterans Crisis Line is 1-800-273-8255. And the last four, and that's talk.
Awesome. Yeah, especially this time of year, you know, that Thanksgiving and Christmas.
It's a little harder. Well,
Maybe you're missing a loved one or you're lonely or you've lost your job or financial problems, whatever. You're not feeling good.
And then the change of season, you know, right?
Man, the dark season's coming because that January is a long month to me. That's the month I hate. I cannot stand January. It's just long and dark. And then February starts kind of getting, you know, a little bright, a little lighter and stuff. Short month, but man, that January.
We're going to be getting together and podcasting, though, so we'll get through that month together. Right?
Not to mention it too much, but man, last January about killed me. That's when I got COVID.
Yeah,
I was down for three weeks.
That's been a year ago. Isn't that
the
crazy?
Night before I was ready to go back to work, my boss said, hey, you good to go? And I said, yeah. He goes, you sure? I said, oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Wow. Maybe not.
About 3 or 4 hours later, I got my kidney stone.
Oh, man.
Missed another. I literally missed the whole week of January.
Yeah.
I was just in bed.
The whole week of January?
Whole week.
That's how bad it was. I missed the whole
week. It felt like a week month.
Sorry. Good catch. The whole month of January, I was like, it was bad.
Okay, we're middle-aged. That's the first thing. The second thing is we're triangle, remember? The tripod effect that we take care of each other. I picked up the girls from gymnastics the other night, and they said it was they're in gymnastics. Yeah,
nice.
They're doing. Oh my gosh, I don't know. It's a specific class to do. I was called backflips, but it's whatever round offs or I don't know. They're going to kill me for not knowing. But anyway, so I told them they got the car. It was something. I don't know, some gymnastics talk. Jenna's going to
back up.
Like, I've told you a bazillion times.
Yeah. Roundhouse tuck.
It'll be. I don't remember. Anyway. Uh-huh.
It's like trying to describe skateboarding moves. I love those.
Oh, look, you did a double back alligator roundup flip-flop.
Flippy fake.
Yeah. It's something that I'll never be able to do.
I can't believe you pulled that off.
Back handspring, that's it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There you go.
It was right on the tip of my cranium. I don't know. But anyway, so they got in the car, and it was the first cranium, I said, the first day of winter, and she's like, Claire got in the car, and she's like, what? What is today the first day of what? And I was like, it's winter. It's the winter solstice, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I thought we were just getting through winter. And I was like, no, dear. We just got through fall. We got winter to, dig in because it just started today. So we'll get there.
If we have something like
that, each day is going to get longer, right? Or brighter or whatever.
Can't you balance an egg today?
Well, it was the 21st, and we missed that. In the 21st, it's the first day. Winter solstice.
Let me go get some eggs.
Say it works. I've honestly never tried it.
I've never heard that. What is this?
On the solstice.
What is this sorcery?
It's magical.
Well, because the precise tilt of the earth or whatever, you're supposed to be able to balance an egg on in.
They say it works. I don't know. I've never tried it.
Hmm. Well, now I got to wait another year.
It only works in certain countries.
Write that down.
Who knows?
So next year we're
going to get all kind of hate mail saying email, though. At least it'll be email, right? Like, you fools.
I'll say, I've got good news and bad news.
Or
good news,
duh,
we got an email. Bad news is they hate us.
They hate us really, really.
But that's okay.
Really badly.
So is that it? I can't remember.
That's it.
Kind of got off. All right. Awesome.
Tangential, never.
But yeah, so got to take care of ourselves and each other. All right. I have a couple things real quick. I don't like the lip smack. I don't know why I did that. Jerry Pauly was giving his beloved some nonsense the other night. I guess
was she smacking her lips?
Yeah, and he's
was
like,
she really?
He always talks about how it has to edit it out.
Oh, really?
So then when he goes, okay,
so Nate's gonna edit.
Hey, babe, what?
Nate will edit this out.
Yeah, he's like, what's the? He's like, nope. He goes, what do you have to say? You know, and so she reads off like the new rate reviews and all that. Yeah, and she goes, and he goes. You know, he's like, lip smack. She goes, oh, dang it.
Tracy, this lip smack's for you.
That's right. He goes, I won't edit that one out.
We love lip smacks here.
And I'm listening Jerry, you leave her alone. We love Tracy. We love Jerry, too. All right.
He's
going
to disown us. You know that, right?
I know.
Luckily, I had my gurgle before we started recording.
You did.
So. Oh, yeah.
You and the gremlin.
I thought I was going to have more than that.
Yeah, trying to figure out the gremlin. And then.
Just want to remind everybody. The Hillbilly Horror Stories Indie Live Show, July 16th, 2022, from 6 to 10 p.m. So get your tickets. They are on sale at hillbillyhorrorstories.com. We would love to see as many creepies as we can, and we are with the Tragedy of Cinema podcast and, of course, Hillbilly Horror Stories.
Ooh, ooh. See everyone live.
Yeah, I am excited about that.
And then I want to give a special shout-out to this guy that he is a super, super duper 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 nice dude. His name is Mickey, and he is with the painting company that has been painting our church as we've been remodeling since June or July, I think June. He is a new listener.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Hi, Mickey.
Yeah, he just said that he listened to Ed Gein.
I won't say.
Hey, Mickey. Yeah, I was wondering if that song was going through anybody else.
It was going through mine. Sorry, Mickey. He's probably dang it.
No.
Just don't bring up the mouse. Don't bring up the mouse.
Sean.
I liked it. I love the name, though. Mickey Mantle. How about Mickey Mantle?
That's right.
There you go.
And so we talked about Ed Gein, and then he listened to, what was the last full?
Oh, my gosh. Are you really going to test me?
I can't remember.
It was the Mike Brown.
Right? Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mike Brown
interview.
Was the last full.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mike Brown, I knew the whole time.
Yeah. So he goes, I've been listening to your
42.
Podcast. I go, oh, awesome. So anyway,
I'm supposed to be
the
proprietor.
He has no idea that I'm mentioning his name. So hello, Mickey. Thanks for listening to us, and he's a very cool dude, a very nice guy, and he does great work.
Thank you, Mickey.
He is making the church look very nice. Very, very nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd give him a shout-out. So I'm going to turn it over back to you, Mr. Sean.
Back to me?
This is like tennis.
It's like doom. It's, well, if you're playing with me, it's like playing with a cliff, though. Like, Sean? Sean, you're going to hit it back?
Hey, hit it back to me.
Hello.
I'm over here.
You got to get it over the net.
Yeah.
Okay, just throw it.
Come on, Sean. We know you're short.
Where are you
I'm
at?
I'm the Napoleon of the podcast.
You right? have to move.
I don't want to move.
All right. I'll just hit it against the wall. All right. All right. Tell the creepies what we're going
after
to talk
after all this,
about.
I've forgotten what the topic is.
No, I don't know I'm what kidding. We're doing here.
This is honestly a really good topic, and we were talking about that pre-podcast and recording.
I'm excited about this.
We're going to talk about Fox Hollow Farm and Herb Baumeister. What a name. Who wants to start this crazy discussion?
What a character.
Do you want me to lay a little foundation?
This is my choice. This is my
It is a Todd.
And I have been looking forward to this for a while.
We all have good choices, but Todd's, Nate's are great too, let's be honest. But Todd comes up with some wild ones, and this one hits close to home.
So
with
wild and crazy stuff. My only thing with this one is I wished I paid attention when I was younger to actually remember this in the news.
Like in general? Or
yeah.
So I would have been in my attention. Early 20s, and you would have been probably what?
In diapers.
11, 12?
What? Yeah.
Say 94, I would have been 23.
94, I'd been 14.
Okay, yeah. See, 15, and I was 23. And
15
I
over here, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of when it was happening. We'll tell you.
Yeah, 13, so. 14. Yeah.
Unless the prime of our life. The name was Marilyn Manson. Geez, well, him too. Charles Manson.
Charles Manson,
I didn't really know much about, like, even Ted Bundy and those guys. I didn't know anything about them.
No, we should talk about those guys.
Who?
Who? What? When?
Al Bundy?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
All right. Go ahead, Sean.
Okay. Well, I've got to give his full name. It's Herbert Richard Baumeister.
Herbie Rick.
Herbie. He was born April 7th, 1947 through July 3rd, 1996. Life cut short. We'll tell you about that. He was an American businessman and a suspected serial killer. Oh, suspected. They could never pin it on him, dang it. Yeah. A resident of the Indianapolis suburb of Westfield, Indiana. Whoop, whoop. Baumeister was under investigation for murdering over a dozen men in the early 1990s, most of whom were last seen at gay bars. Police found the remains of 11 people, 8 identified, on Baumeister's property.
He didn't do it.
Baumeister, I just like saying that, he committed suicide.
All right, well, there's...
He committed suicide after a warrant was issued for his arrest. He was later linked to a series of murders of at least 9 men along Interstate 70, which occurred in the early to mid-1980s. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure Westfield's happy to be known for this.
Probably not.
Because it's still a popular story.
It's a beautiful area, too. Yeah. You know, where,
Oh, I love the house. It's an English Tudor house. Mm-hmm. It's got a horse farm. And
His mugshot is from 1986, by the way.
Yep.
This beautiful picture of him. Yes.
Yeah, I think he was 49 when he... Yeah. Anyway, so this guy had a pretty decent upbringing. He But he was...
oldest of 4 children, right?
Wasn't like he was really abused or, you know, anything like that, but that we know of. He was... He exhibited, it says, antisocial behavior early on of his adolescence. Here's the one I was telling Mickey about, actually, because he was asking, I think, today about what we were going to talk about. He loved to play with dead animals, and then he... Oh, okay, I had said... I think he did actually the boss, too, but he urinated on a teacher's desk.
I didn't know about either one of them, but...
And I love this.
How would you ever get by with something like that?
I love this. He was diagnosed with schizophrenia, but did nothing... Or did not receive further psychiatric treatment.
Right.
Well, that's a good choice.
He
was. We're gonna and I feel just, bad for people like that. I mean, he was.
No,
it wasn't just something he developed. Yeah, when he got in his 30s and 40s. Early on, they knew something.
He did attend Indiana University, but we're gonna skim past that real fast.
Yeah. Well, that kind of says
you. Yeah. No. Stop.
He was an IU basketball fan.
You stop that.
I love IU sport, except basketball.
I'm an A. Skitter. You
know? So that kind of
He also went to Butler a little bit. So, Butler, you can share in part of the...
No, that makes sense,
it's not anybody's fault.
No.
It's the schizophrenia.
So this guy, very smart, very intelligent dude.
Mm-hmm.
But yet never finished college.
No. And
well, he's too busy urinating all over everybody's desks.
Hey, when you got to go, you got to go.
You got to go.
I didn't do that when I was a kid. I tried to make it to the restroom.
Listen, Herbie, you and your fetish.
He founded the successful Save-A-Lot thrift store chain. He had 2 stores in Indianapolis in 88. Ooh, that's my junior year. That's a great year. In 1988. So he was a business owner, he and his wife, and they had 2 or 3 kids, I think.
3 kids.
3 kids. So on the outside of things, looked like he had it all together. Yeah. Business owner. Supposedly happily married, a dad, a doting father, you know, has this great house that they move into, Fox Hollow Farm.
on the beautiful affluent area.
It's
right?
Yeah. So for people, obviously, they don't know this area. It's very affluent, very wealthy. You know,
I have a friend that lives not too far from. Actually, a friend.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area.
Not too far from there. Yeah.
And one of my good friends from school. He's a Westfield police officer. Anyway,
but he wasn't back then, right? he luckily wasn't back then.
No,
thankfully.
No, he would have been just 17. Mm. This area is just, yeah, it's a beautiful area. I mean, it's, you know, got a lot of beautiful shopping.
It was a horse farm back then, right?
Yeah, and even had a guest house that, I mean, the guest house is bigger than some houses, you know. But this English Tudor, yeah, two stories, got an indoor pool. Mm-hmm. The woods in the back. I mean, just awesome. So you would think this guy has it all together, and then, when his wife and kids would go on trips to go visit her, you know, family and things. Mm-hmm. Oh, Herb was up to other things to pass the time. Other interests that his wife and kids and friends did not know about. He basically did two lives.
By the early 1990s, investigators with the Marion County Sheriff's Department and Indianapolis Police Department began investigating the disappearances of gay men of similar age, height, and weight in the Indianapolis area. Mm-hmm. In 1992, they were contacted by a man named Tony Harris, claiming that a gay bar patron calling himself Brian Smart, had killed a friend of his and had attempted to kill him with a pool hose during an erotic asphyxiation session. Whew, I don't even want to know. Harris eventually saw this man again in August 1995, following his car and noting his license plate number. From this data, police identified Brian Smart as Herb Baumeister.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
What he would do is he would go from Westfield, you know, his home, he would drive into the city of Indianapolis and then go to these gay bars, pick up the guys, take them back to his house. Yeah, you know, they'd swim and have drinks. He'd liquor him up, just end up stuffing, you know, yeah, killing him.
That's awful.
He'd use the water hose. He would use other things to just, you know, strangle him, suffocate him.
Isn't that awful? Well, and that his wife couldn't believe it. Oh, I've been married to him for however many years. We have three children. And he's never acted out of whatever it said. Investigators approached Baumeister, told him he was a suspect in the disappearance, and asked to search his house. Both Baumeister and his wife, Julie, refused to allow a search of their property. By June of 96, however, Julie had become sufficiently frightened by her husband's erratic behavior, well, all of a sudden, that, after filing for divorce, she consented to a search. The search of the 18-acre estate, Fox Hollow Farm, was conducted while Baumeister was on vacation. It turned up the remains of 11 men, 8 of whom were identified. I don't know if we want to say, the 8 were age 20, 20, 26, 28, 31, 31, 33, and 46.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we would have been kind of in his...
And they said probably up to more than 20, a couple of dozen, actually.
Yeah, because they said he... killed along I-70.
Yeah, they don't think...
I think I vaguely remember that being in the news.
Yeah, there's an I-70 killer. That's a separate true crime story that happened because, yeah, the guy still never found him. This was 30-plus years ago. Yeah, around that same time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think it's the same person.
That's what this was saying.
Mm-mm. No, they don't. They still, they have not.
They said he might have been connected to some.
Oh, might have been connected to those.
Along 70.
But it's not the famous I-70 killer.
I misheard that.
Because he killed in like 3 or 4 other states, the I-70 killer.
Okay.
It just so happened to go through Indiana. This guy, he just killed, yeah.
Later, well, it says he was later linked to a series of murders of at least 9 men along Interstate 70. So they did link him.
Yeah, but was it outside of Indiana? I've never heard it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that I'm talking about that article. I've heard multiple podcasts about the famous I-70 killer. I've never heard Herb Baumeister mention it. As far as those killings.
Yeah.
Because they're in Wichita or at least Kansas, Indiana, all the way through up the east.
I know you expect me to be an expert on these things, and I'm not on.
No, not really.
You're like, why are you on the show, Sean? I'm not.
You're failing.
I am failing. Well, I'm getting my salary is cut in half already.
Nothing for nothing. I'm going
to
give you guys a Christmas bonus. It's a huge, I mean, just awesome Christmas bonus.
You can even Can you touch it?
Can I put a pool in?
Let me just say there's a lot of
put a pool in.
There's a lot of zeros.
Jelly of the month club.
it keeps giving all year long, Clark. I promise this, there'll be a lot of zeros. That's all there is.
I'm a zero.
There's not a one or a two or anything, just a bunch of zeros.
Shucks.
So this dude was, yeah, so he's, as his wife and kids are gone, he's having his own kind of fun. And then
he's up to no good.
Up to no good. Mm-hmm. Murdering this dude. And most of the murders happen in the indoor pool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and the freaky things, he had these mannequins. Did you see the mannequins?
Yes. Well, he was a hoarder, they said.
He would dress these mannequins up around the pool looking like people, you know, like a
That's
party
weird.
Type gear. Just weird. A weird, yeah.
It's like a weird dude. It's a skewed Home Alone, right? Like,
yeah, I wonder if you put him like pool a record player.
Yeah, exactly right. Michael Jordan going around.
Yeah. On a train set. Yeah, oh, Herbie. So then he would go out and...
Macaulay Culkin's out there going, no.
Right. he's burying these dudes, yeah, in the back of in the woods. Yeah, because they had... And did you know about the son, 13-year-old son?
Yeah, it didn't.
That's kind of how...
Yeah, he came across one of the bodies or whatever.
Came
right?
across a human skull.
A skull. Well, and he said, well, I have a anatomical skeleton or whatever, mm-hmm. which apparently he did.
Yeah.
And they said they found it in like the garage or whatever, but they're mm-hmm. like, that's not what this is. This is a real human skeleton or a skull.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They found over 5,000 skeleton bones on the property. And that's, wow. And that's not all of them because they can't. There's a bunch of men that have been are still trying to be identified.
Well, on that property,
they couldn't find everybody.
Yeah. And they were like, "Oh, you're looking for bones? Oh, there's bones all over." You're like, "All over." So that's just disgusting.
Yeah. So go ahead.
He officially never took any kind of like. He never said, "Oh yeah, I did this." Never, you know, it was all. He says with a warrant after his arrest, Baumeister fled to Ontario, where he committed suicide at. Pinery Provincial Park on Lake Huron by shooting himself in the head. In his suicide note, he described his failing marriage and business as a reason for killing himself. He did not confess to the murders of the men found in his backyard.
All right.
That's awful. I said he didn't do it. I don't know where those bodies came from.
I
mean, what do you do?
coward, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was 40, I think 49 when he shot himself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What we were talking about, though, before this, what was funny is... That video of him being interviewed by the local news, and he's all upset about the raccoon that was ran over, and then the road crew spray painted the yellow line across the raccoon.
And he was acting all outraged.
And terrible. You know, the raccoon deserved a better. I mean, yeah, I don't want. That's a raccoon, but still,
we're pro animals, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, my goodness, the man's a serial killer. Yeah. So
don't worry about the bodies buried on my property.
Exactly. This guy has the gall to go psycho, on news and being upset about the raccoon and. And he said the raccoon deserved a better, life than that, and deserves better. Yet these poor guys, they didn't. I mean,
yeah,
this from the mannequin man, right?
What a creep!
This is where you guys were talking about.
And real quick, they said he was even his friends. He was a great entertainer. He loved having parties, just so welcoming and so just a great personality, personable. People loved to be around him. You know, it's not like they saw any. Kind of like aggression or anything like that didn't make him be creeped out. This guy just was totally this life, and then he has to say even like friends, they love spending time with him, and he was a great friend.
He could just switch it on and mm-hmm. off.
Well, this is definitely got the creep factor, right? This is what you guys when you guys were talking about the stuff on I-70, Baumeister would posthumously be suspected of killing 9 other men, the bodies of whom were found in the rural areas along the corridor of Interstate 70 between Indianapolis and Columbus during the early to mid-1980s. One eyewitness identified Baumeister as the man seen leaving a bar in 1983 with Michael Riley, who was later found dead. Like the other victims, Riley was strangled to death and deposited nude or semi-nude in a river. So he was a busy little guy.
And here's the other reason that I guess I should have said earlier. The I-70 killings.
It's something different. Yeah.
He went to stores, this guy, and killed women. Like he would go in a store clerk. So it wasn't like going after.
Yeah, they're.
So it was a totally different.
Disconnected.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying
but
to say.
But that's what.
Yeah,
this,
I understood as two different things, but yeah.
But he was.
They linked him to some deaths other on I-70. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just saw that in there. I was like,
That
makes more. And I believe now that makes more sense.
I believe it's very possible that he did it earlier on in the 80s, not just the late 90s.
Well, it said that he used to play with dead animals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure
Oh, and you didn't.
Well, you know, I dabbled.
I mean, I didn't, but dabbled. I might have dabbled a day or two.
Dabble. Anytime you can use the word.
It all comes out now, right?
Oh, yeah, boy. He was a creep. But yeah, totally. I mean, nobody saw it coming. And he's.
So, yeah, I mean, who knows how early he got the fascination of killing somebody, you know.
This has been covered extensively too, like the media. They're talking about the media coverage. A&E's had it.
Oh yeah,
History Channel,
Netflix,
Perfect Crime series, the investigators on True TV, Behind Mansion Walls on Investigation Discovery, Paranormal Witnesses on Sci-Fi, Ghost Adventures. It's been on all kind of podcasts. It says here, so, Crime Junkies.
So that's kind of the story of.
I like Crime Junkies.
Oh my gosh! Oh yeah, there's so many good ones on here, by the way.
Old Herbie, covered. You know the crimes and the killings. But now let's get to the fun,
The hauntings.
Paranormal. That's So there's a two sides to this thing, not just true crime, but the paranormal.
Well, they say that there are the spirits of the people he killed, which apparently was fairly, at least what they know of, was still pretty extensive, and it could have been way even more extensive. But they say those spirits of people can't rest. So they hang out in that house and around that property.
You don't say.
Especially the ones that they feel like they haven't identified. Because, like I said, they didn't. They think there's two dozen or more, and they only found eight or nine.
Eight, yeah.
So a family with the last name of Graves, they were looking, I guess. They had kind of a busy schedule, and they were wanting to get out of the city. So kind of on the outskirts, so they got a real estate agent. They wanted to kind of move into the suburbs and kind of get away from the hustle and bustle of the city. And then their agent ran them across the old Fox Hollow Farms. And when they saw the because it was a great price, and when they saw the house, they're like, are you kidding? Why is this place so cheap? This is a freaking mansion. It's got an indoor pool, horse farm, all this land, you know, great scenery. It's got, the guest house. Look, check it out online. The guest house is huge. It's got all this property and size, and it's dirt cheap, you know, compared to what it should be.
Yeah.
And, the real estate agent says, and they're like, how come it hasn't been snatched up, you know? And so a lot of people turned it down in the past that were looking at it because of the history. And she said, there's a famous serial killer, supposedly, you know, that killed a bunch of guys mainly in the pool area.
You'd be like, I'm gone. I'm out.
Yeah. And he was like, see you later. And I guess the husband was like, okay, I think, cause I think he kind of started kind of putting it together. Like it sounded familiar, you know, the story. And then he was like,
it's this house.
It's this house that old Herbie was, having some pool fun. For him, I guess. But they bought the property, he and his wife. So he's been at least 13 young men, before committing suicide, but they think it's at least over two dozen. So they bought the house and they moved in, and this story is back in 2012.
One of the owners that had said, oh, there's nothing going on here. And he was very adamant. It's kind of like, oh my gosh, you know, the Conjuring House kind of thing like, no, there's nothing going on here. No problems.
Right.
Which, you know, who knows whether or not. And then that particular guy, and I don't remember his name, he only let a maximum of like five paranormal investigations per year, because he just wanted to show like that he was willing to let people, you know, try to prove it, but he wanted to show that it was disproven. But he also wanted to have his, you know, not, you know, make it into a big sideshow, basically.
Sure.
So there are other people that say, oh, there's nothing happening here. But it's like, with the history and the extent of what happened on that, in the house, around the house, and around that property.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to say, like, yeah, I bet there's some serious activity there.
Yeah. The one guy, his wife saw somebody in red, like a younger guy, out in the woods, and what had happened was that, you know, since it is a famous piece of property, they do get a lot of, you know, people want to come around the property just to get a look at the, you know, the house that supposedly there was a serial killer, and she thought that was one of them, you know, and then it turned out it wasn't, you know, an actual person just checking out the property. It was one of the, either the ones that were, I think one of the ones that was not identified, one of the murder victims.
He burned some of them so much that there were just like lines of ash,
yeah,
you know, of people.
Right, yeah.
Surrounded by teeth, you know, like.
Yeah, but she said, honey, there's a guy out there, and then he was like gone instantly, you know. Wow. And he even invited a coworker of his that was kind of, I think they were working at a dealership, a car dealership. And the guy was like, hey, what, you know, you're arriving to work a lot late, you know, what's up? And he goes, oh, it's just the traffic. And he goes, hey, we got a guest house. It'd be perfect for you. If you and your dog want to, you know, you're single. He goes, if you want to stay there. And he's like, awesome. That, you know, it'd help with the drive. And so when he moved in, he and his dog, they started having, or he started experiencing paranormal activity. Said at one time the door was, or there was a knocking at the door nonstop, not just a regular knock, knock, knock. Mm-hmm. And you wait for the, you know, just nonstop. And then he opened the door. Nobody's there. Like literally as he's opening the door, it was still knocking. He opens the door. There's nobody there. Now, nobody can go that fast.
Yeah.
Get away.
Yeah.
From the, right. The dog has, you know, was known to see things that he couldn't see and would bark or would cower. He saw the guy in red that his friend's wife saw early on in the same area. He went out to go check it out, and the dog saw it ahead of him, saw the guy. He takes off, and the guy's like, oh, gosh. So he wants to go chase his dog into the woods. The dog's, like, cowering and staring back at his owner. Is that Sam?
Is that Sam?
I was like, oh, barely Sam. yeah, and so the dog is like,
it's Herb.
Yeah, and the guy sees the guy in the red, and they freak out. And then so then he's like, I'm out of here. I'm running back to the, you know, and then so he and the dog went back, locked up, you know, pulled the blinds and all that. And wow. Just
it's so scary. I mean, seriously, if you met the end that some of these people met, and then your body was treated with such disrespect, like I said, these piles of ashes and these bones and all this stuff. It just, I think you'd be a little bit ticked off, you know? And so,
yeah,
this says that one of the owners, it sold for $2.3 million. Soon after moving in, the new owner started to tell strange goings on, like you're talking about, including shadowy male figures, one walking without legs lurking around the backyard. Became a hotspot for paranormal researchers 3 years ago. I'm not sure when this article was. The owners agreed to open up their home for regular visits from the haunted house travel company. They were not disappointed. Groups have been reporting hearing voices, footsteps, and other strange sounds, feeling sensations of being punched, pinched, hit, and in one case, choked, which was is not surprising. It says, even if you don't believe in ghosts, there is no denying that a sinister pale hangs over this hangs over this farm, if for no other reason than it was a place where evil once lived.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's crazy.
And I think it was either the homeowner or his friend. They were using the indoor pool, and as he was swimming underwater, he all of a sudden started choking, and like he was being held down,
yeah, strangled or whatever,
and he had to fight for his life and finally get up above water. Kind of really, yeah, and like, that is scary.
Yeah,
yeah, but he literally he said it wasn't just he had a cramp and there was something around his neck. I mean, he felt like human hands. Yeah, that's weird. That's a little much. The other was the guy that the friend that's staying in the house the guest house. He said that same thing, knocking at the door, seeing the guy out in the woods, seeing what it was, and them getting freaked out, going back home. He said one time he had the door closed, locked, and all of a sudden he's staring at the dog, seeing the door handle turn, and you can kind of like the springs, and it got to the point where it would have been open.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whoever was on the other side could have opened the door if it wasn't locked. And and it stops. They walk closer. All of a sudden, boom! The door shoots open, and they're like, "Whoa!" You know, and then but I mean, the door was locked. And and he's just like watching it turn. Nothing should have been able to open the door, but then it did, but there was nobody there. So that guy was freaked out. But he kept trying to put it together. Like, okay, you know why? It's my buddy. It's his wife. You know,
there's got to be
trying
an explanation.
Everything to explain it away.
Yeah,
and then they're like, okay. I don't think that's what's happening, you know, because he thought, we'll just go to bed. I'll find out tomorrow morning. I'll wake up and I'll just go, you know, check it out. Hey, were you guys, you know, were you just trying to get in or were you trying to, you know? They're like, no, one us. And he's like, okay. So then they all kind of figured out, had a little, well, he got scared. I think after that, he and the dog went to went to the regular house. They're all three discussing it. And they're like, you know what? It's let's just stop trying to figure it out. And, and it's paranormal.
Yeah.
It's probably the victims because nobody was getting hurt. So they thought it's probably the, yeah, probably the victims that was trying to maybe lead them to be identified or what happened, you know, with the pool and, or, you know, anyway, so they, well, I get in the husband saw a white figure, somebody in white, kind of similar as the red. Did you see that?
Or is
that
no, huh?
So they all experienced something, that's, you know, crazy, and then the wife and the buddy seeing the guy in the red and they're like, okay, this is paranormal. Let's find out. So they did some research and they looked up all the names that were found and then all the victims, that weren't. And they showed pictures of them and the friend that was staying in the guest house said, that's him. He pointed out the guy in red. He goes, that's the guy that I saw in the woods. And she, and the wife
wild.
Said, that's exactly who I saw. So they were able, like, okay, that's, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how they kind of pieced it together. So they were thinking, okay, well, you know, maybe, like I said, maybe they're trying to lead them to, you know, where they're kind of
discover
like
who they are.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So
right.
They can get some peace and move on.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is you, who knows how many
what
people,
a horrific way to end your life.
It really is. Yeah. Well, any of the hauntings, I didn't see any, but like, and you can't imagine, you probably would be welcome there, but any like Herb sightings, you know, do you see Herb running around there?
Yeah. So,
well, with the swimming and, you know, being like strangled feeling in the pool.
You think it's him doing all that?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
he's the one doing it. So
the husband, he saw some scratches on one of the doors or the walls, and he was like, something tells me that I think that was one of the victims trying to tell him something. They're, like all these little clues of how maybe how they were killed or where they were killed or what led up, you know. So just trying to make like becoming detectives, you know. And so he decided to get to do like some audio, you know, kind of like EVPs. And I heard the video or the audio tonight and plain as day, the husband says, who, you know, who is here? Who's, you know, who's in the house? And this was in the kitchen because they saw figures, you know, through the kitchen and stuff. Not just the pool area, not in the guest house or the outside part. It was mainly the whole house. And he said who, and he expected for, if they were going to hear anything, to be one of the victims. And the guy said, the married one. And you can hear it clear as day.
Oh,
the
wow.
only person in this whole story of everybody involved, the only married one was Herb Baumeister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, that's not one of the victims. So they think, as you said, Nate, Herb is one that's, yeah. And they think he's the one that was probably trying to choke him in the pool, you know, like, and that's even, and see, that's another level.
Now, is he the one trying to get into the house, the guest house or whatever?
They think that's...
Because it seems like it, you know, it's sort of forceful trying to get in there.
Yeah,
you know?
I think, well, I mean, there could be all kinds of different takes on it, different ideas, but they think that's just the victims trying to get their attention.
Yeah.
Trying to, they're desperate, you know, so they're trying to be aggressive, not... Because there's nobody's getting hurt or scratched or punched you know, other than in the pool. So they think it's, so they think Herb's the one that was trying to strangle the guy in the pool.
Well, I think the pool needs to be filled in and turned into a basketball court.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let's change
the spirit of the place.
He's gonna, I got fouled. Gosh. What? I didn't touch you. I know you didn't. He did. Yeah, so there's the paranormal. Yeah, there's been all kinds of crews, you know, investigative crews in there. Checking things, they've gotten EVPs, and this is just from the owners and the
picture, the pictures, and some of the film and stuff like that, you know, and like you said, the EVPs have picked up. They're creepy. I mean, this is a house that's not that far from here.
No,
you know, this is in our backyard, basically, which we've talked about things in our backyard.
Hour,
It's not even that.
Yeah, probably what.
You can get to the north side in a half hour.
So you're wanting to do this tonight?
Well, that's Westfield.
You want to go tonight? Is that what you want to do?
Well, just.
Yeah,
shot right up
31. My buddy lives in Westfield, and I went from Plainfield about 20 years ago. My gosh, it took me 3 days to get there.
It feels like forever. I think you can make it about 50 minutes to
an hour. He was literally on the other side of what, like, It wasn't. Yeah. It was Westfield. I mean, Westfield, way, 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 way north of there. So he was. He was probably 15 minutes, like coming off the interstate. Yeah. Then he had to go down Meridian, and he was 15, 20 minutes past that. So that's why I was saying
it's like, changed where he lived. But yeah, Carmel changed a lot.
Carmel's I know when I leave. Hour. When I leave here, if I leave here in the morning to head up to Kokomo, I leave right around 5:30, and I can be at the Westfield exits by like 10 to 15 after.
Mm, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that's just the exits.
That's our, yeah. Yeah. You know, that's totally a half hour. Yeah.
And traffic's not too bad then.
My gosh. No. He was another 15, 20 minutes north of that. Oh, man. My gosh. I thought I'd never get. Go ahead.
Would Sean. You investigate here? Would you spend the night? Would you have a seance, Ouija board session?
No, yeah. I don't.
Like, wait a minute.
Well, I mean, the Ouija boards, I don't. I'm still 50-50 on them, but I wouldn't really invite that. I mean, I'm still.
No, I'm just kidding.
Enough of that, 50, maybe 51-49 that they're real, and so that 51's enough to, like, no, I don't want to play around. Oh,
exactly. No, I hear you. No, I'm kidding about the Ouija boards. But okay. Because it does. It seems like there's some pretty nasty stuff and some potentially demonic type stuff going on here. You know, that he left some bad mojo and bad voodoo stuff going on there. That
Rob and Vicky Graves. I never said their names. Rob and Vicky. I said Graves.
Graves.
And then their friend. I think his name was Joe. The other thing was Vicky was cleaning the house one day, and she said everything seemed to be going fine until one day Vicky was cleaning the house and the Hoover vacuum kept coming unplugged at the wall socket for no apparent reason. It scared her and she began to suspect something was wrong with the house. Then more things began happening, and that's kind of how. You know, then she saw the guy standing at the window wearing red. So,
what was
interesting, she kept on coming unplugged. She's like, what is going on? I'm not wrapping it around any furniture. There's no reason for it to pull out of the socket. And so this story doesn't talk about it in more in depth. But what I heard was she would plug it in. She literally saw it come out of the socket. She wasn't moving it.
Hmm.
So that freaked her out, which I could totally understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of the first thing that started. Then then things started slowly happening.
Herb doesn't like the noise.
Maybe he doesn't like Hoovers. I don't know.
He's like, I got a certain way to.
Maybe he's a whistle guy. I don't know.
A certain way he likes to clean, and that wasn't it, right?
Yeah. Maybe she missed a spot. You got to go over here. You know, use the crevice tool. Yeah, so that would be a little freaky, though.
That'd be a lot freaky.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. So I would totally investigate. And like I said, tonight's fine. If you guys want to go investigate tonight. Definitely but go
yes,
through during.
Yes.
Oh, I would totally it. Day night. Yeah,
and the house is awesome.
But I bet cool it would go be. Check out.
I bet it'd be creepy. Can you imagine doing like not just inside the house would be creepy at night, but out around the property at night
where the bones were. Yeah, where the burial. Were, oh yeah.
Oh, that would give me that gives me the heebie-jeebies now. I can only imagine. Give me the.
It's 11,000 square foot house. It's a
it's big
size.
House.
That's a big.
And if he was a hoarder, can you imagine like how filled up it was? I don't know. I mean, I know this is mental illness we're dealing with, but you don't see schizophrenics running around doing this horrible stuff. You know what I mean? I know they.
Well, you don't see a whole lot of schizophrenics
running around
function without
not
any
that
treatment.
High level. Yeah. And having his own business, you
and,
know,
and
it's like
keeping it together enough to, have your own business, have a marriage, have, you know, take care of children.
They're schizo.
Whether he took care of them.
They're schizoaffective,
I don't know,
which is like a schizophrenia light, and people can function a little bit
and
more.
Then,
but they didn't call it that.
And
they
then be able to keep this life separate from his married life.
Yeah. Well, because with schizophrenia.
And not skip, get tripped up and.
Schizophrenia, you have a hard time distinguishing reality from. Sometimes multiple realities.
Yeah, I mean, he is totally able to separate it.
So that's what makes it even crazier.
Yeah,
that's
fascinating all in itself.
His friends had no idea. There was nothing that tipped him off.
There was more than schizophrenia.
Diagnosed with schizophrenia, but he sort of had...
killing tendencies, which is not a normal thing.
It's like
very rare.
Jekyll and Hyde type syndrome. He could switch it on and off.
Yeah, Joe, the buddy, he was actually cleaning the pool. In the bottom of it, and then he felt cold fingers grab his neck and pull him under the water. He escaped and charged out of the pool, screaming at the others to get out before the
It's like poltergeist.
He felt like there was a he felt like there was a demon, and they've had demonologists
being there. Yeah, that's scary.
And then and Joe's dog, he found a bone. He found some bones.
What you got there?
Give that dog a bone. That's like The Burbs. You've seen the movie The Burbs.
Our kids like that.
That's a great movie. Sorry, that made me think that.
No, that's good. No, but just a little creepy, you know. He also heard scratches on the wall. Sound like a knife scratching against the wall. And he said, sure enough, he saw a knife on the floor. said using the new experience he had gained from the paranormal investigators, he unplugged all the electrics and used his cell phone to record any unheard noises. And that's when, yeah, so that's then I'm looking at it, said, I am the married one. So when they asked who it was, didn't expect that. So that's why they think Herb's.
Also, he's also not married anymore. She divorced him.
That's true.
But at the time,
I'm the married. Wait, hold on. I got divorced. He left me. But okay,
he just wanted to make it simple.
I'm the divorced one.
Well, he
should have. Technically, he was wrong. Yeah, he should have said, "I'm the divorced one." Okay,
nah. Even ghosts can be wrong, or demon spirits, or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, I'm telling you, this talk. You know, I knew it'd be creepy, but I'm getting the major chills on this one. Like
I love the story because it's true crime.
A lot of the stuff we talk about.
Yeah,
and it's local. It's Indiana.
Yeah, it's local.
It's got, you got everything.
Serial killer plus
yeah,
after hauntings. Yeah,
we have certain check marks, and everyone, you know, we get one check mark too. We're like, yeah, and then we get them all though. That's what this story has. So
I know. That's why
I say kudos to you for the choice. Because
we jump into serial killers a lot just because they are creepy. I mean, not necessarily that they're, it leads to a paranormal type thing, but they're
better
creepy.
Better
so this leads right to dwarves, right? I'm never going to let that go. Never.
Sean's to the go, last, I think he killed dwarves.
When we're ready to retire, I'm going to say, we never did dwarves.
I'm going to retire you.
We never did dwarves.
So.
Like retire in 2022.
Yeah. Because all his victims had been gay men, it was suddenly believed that Herb Baumeister himself had returned to Fox Hollow Farm to haunt those who ventured there. As of 2021, obviously recent, the Graves family no longer live at the property. Instead, week in and week out, there are paranormal investigators on site believing that the property and grounds are amongst the most haunted in Indiana. I would say amongst probably the region or the U.S.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
No kidding. Says on one occasion, a large team of investigators arrived at the estate and stayed for 6 months. Wow. The team included a physics expert,
mm-hmm.
a
psychic.
This
one's physics.
That one's physics?
Yeah.
Okay.
We should just
a demonologist.
Please don't
EVP and visual specialist and an army of psychics. It appeared to them, at least, that evil never dies.
Ooh.
Word up, evil. Yeah, no kidding.
And Carl. There you go.
Evil never dies.
Finally got through
Stay
that.
Stay evil, Jeez, baby.
I'm out. Mic drop.
Oh, man.
Sweating here.
You know what? Please don't edit any of that. I think that'll be fantastic.
No, that's too. Not that I messed it. That's too much. That's too much. Be like, okay.
Everybody, their heads will be exploding. Yeah. Like, what was all that?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Anyway, the guy. So what do you think? Pretty creepy.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty
super duper.
Pretty messed up, dude. That's and I feel so bad for those guys and their families. That's terrible.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and justice was never served.
He never owned up to it.
Yeah,
that's
he took
the worst part,
He took justice with him.
Yeah. Now, he's like Nate, we talked about before the show. He's getting his justice, but too bad he didn't get.
Yeah.
He's
getting tormented.
Yeah.
I don't want to edit any more of this out.
And I feel bad that the ones that weren't identified, they couldn't.
That's awful.
Yeah. Like they just existed and that's it. I mean, they didn't. There's no peace, but yeah. So that's 25 years ago.
Yeah.
When he killed himself. So anyway, anything else, guys? On
I can't.
Herbie.
No, I've gotten the chill.
In Fox
bumps
Hollow.
Enough.
I love that name, Fox Hollow Farm.
That's beautiful, and it is. That's it's a beautiful name, beautiful area.
So, do you want to buy that, or you want to buy? What was the other house?
Oh, for the middle-aged the Mako.
We're gonna
Mako haunted house.
Yeah, we're gonna either buy you this sent me or the Conjuring House. Which one do you want?
I don't know.
Well, you know what? That'd be kind of.
You sent us a house in Illinois too. Remember? You're like the Mako haunted house.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you send us one that was like? I forget how much it was. It was only like $30,000.
Oh, was that the rundown?
Maybe $130,000, but whatever.
Was that the rundown? Mm-hmm. That was.
I mean, that's a consideration.
That would be a fixer-upper, as we call it.
Yeah, right.
But what an awesome house.
Change nothing.
So anyway, I hope you creepies enjoyed that true crime / paranormal story.
I loved it.
Well, thank you.
We danced around.
I like that one.
Yeah, it was good.
We did a little boogie around it.
So what have we got, Mr. Sean, to middle-aged moment it.
Well, here's a couple things. The funny thing is I want to give us a little taste from somebody that we're going to be talking about here pretty soon. But he had some good quotes. I'm doing a little bit of a, you know, I've been doing a lot of songs and I've been thinking, well, I need to do some other stuff. So I'm going to do a few quotes.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do some song lyrics because it'll all even out. So a guy that we might be talking about, Nikola Tesla. He's somebody that's overlooked in history. We may or may not be doing a little tiny episode about him.
Very nice looking cars.
He is somebody. Yes. It is a good looking car.
All him.
Yay. Yeah. Nah, not exactly. But some of his quotes are good. There's so many quotes, we can't go through them all. So I'm just going to take a couple of them. Like I said, we won't get in too in-depth about who he is. But like I said, he's overlooked. He's one of my favorite historical people. He's got an interesting backstory, so we'll cover that in just a little bit. So Nikola Tesla, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. He also said, I don't care that they stole my idea. I care that they don't have any of their own. Ooh. Mic drop on that one, right?
That I like.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool. That's a cool statement.
It says, of all things, I like books the best. And this is before he had this kind of technology, right? The day science begins to study non-physical phenomena, it will make more progress in one decade than in all the previous centuries of its existence. Excuse me. The scientists of today think deeply instead of clearly. One must be sane to think clearly, but one can think deeply and be quite insane. Hmm. That's pretty good, actually, for today.
Yeah, no doubt.
This one I like, too. I'm only going to do a couple more with him. Be alone. That is the secret of invention. Be alone. That is when ideas are born. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. So I'll do one last one. The present is theirs. The future for which I really worked is mine. I like that one. The other thing I wanted to do, so I just can't get away from songs. I love songs. So there's a song that keeps playing that speaks to me. I know I did this not too long ago, too, for another one. But there is a guy named Amos Lee. Do you guys know Amos Lee?
Famous Amos?
No,
I don't.
Not quite. Amos Lee, if you haven't heard him, go out there and listen to his music. It's fantastic. But one of his new songs that keeps, I listen a lot to 92.3, and they play all kind of different music. But they play his song. It's called Worry No More. So we're starting 2022, right? So a good message for 2022. By the time I get done, it might be 2023, right? So Worry No More. Luckily, it's a quick little song. But it says, even if it don't come true, dreaming is what dreamers do. That's why I started with Nikola Tesla. He was a dreamer. Evan's keys on green to blue are never gray. Even if it all goes bust, your pretty pearls all fade to rust. Angel wings to angel dust every day. And the chorus is awesome. It's worry no more. Oh, worry no more. There's an open door for you. Worry no more. Oh, worry no more. There's an open door for you. When you're walking through the clouds, bottles breaking angry crowds, lion tamers can't be found anywhere. Listening to the sounds of miles, Spanish sketches, playground smiles, crowded streets and empty vials for all to share. So it says, worry no more. Oh, worry no more. There's an open door for you. Worry no more. Oh, worry no more. There's an open door for you. And this is, it keeps saying, keep climbing, keep climbing, keep climbing. So it's a very inspirational song. And it keeps going on with the chorus. Three more times, which I won't do. But I just like the positive message and that need to drive forward and on and upward, which is what we do in this podcast. So
upward and onward.
Go listen to some Amos Lee, but especially Worry No More.
Never heard of that. That's what we need. Check him out.
Worrying just kind of gets in our way. I know we all do it, and I do it, and I did it today. But really, it's just wasted energy.
I never worry.
Stop worrying.
Yeah, right.
Just worry. Yeah, I know. Exactly.
I'm trying to do better. Actually.
How about worry less? Let's do that.
There you go.
Worry.
That's doable.
A little more. We'll set attainable goals, right?
There you go.
Oh, so that's my middle-aged moment. It's a little bit of juxtaposition of different things, right?
Yeah.
So what we want you to do, we thank you for listening to this, and we want you to be able to contact us here at the podcast. Mm-hmm. We have an email, which people still have emails, right? Yeah, right. We check every time. Email still a thing. Our email is makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. So stories you want to share, input you want to share, as long as it's good. No, we don't want anything negative. Just kidding. Who would have anything negative anyway to say about us? Merch.
If they say we suck, I'll just say, thank you.
We're like, and you're out.
And you suck too. No, I'm just kidding. Just
so, so that's how to get in contact with us for many different reasons. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. We are a TikTok. It is, I always get this wrong. It's @MakoPodcast, right? With two A's. Okay. So I didn't get wrong. And please check out our Tuesday Terrors every Tuesday. We have them on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. We're enjoying doing those. Those are fun. I like the little stories that we're doing. They have to be under
2 to 3 minute videos.
Yeah, 2 to 3.
Little short, creepy stories. So.
Hey, you get to see us.
I meant to add a couple fools. Notes, right? And I finally did. I'm like,
yay, I like it.
Yeah, it's fun. They're fun to do. So.
And you can listen to us on any podcast platform that you love. You love it. We're on it. Listen to us. That's it. That's all. Public service announcement over.
PSA. Done.
PSA. Mic drop.
Well, Nate, what do you think, my man?
If he ate a lot of cereal in the morning, would he still be a serial killer?
Oh, I'm so glad you used that one.
That's a good question.
He's like, I'm going to write that
down. I'm going to do some research.
Yeah, please do.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. All right. That's a good question, though.
It is. We've talked about being a serial killer.
Yeah, right.
We're all serial killers here.
Watch
at this
Captain
table.
Crunch. The leprechaun. That was good. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed episode, what was that, 45 on Mr. Baumeister.
45,
and,
yeah.
And Fox Hollow Farm. So
we're dangerously close to 50.
We're getting there. We're going to make it.
Wasn't that Michael Jordan's number when he came back?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And for the White Sox.
Yeah.
Keep climbing.
Yeah.
Keep climbing.
And then he quickly went back to 23.
Right, exactly.
And who was the team that he
forget this 45
came
stuff.
Back?
Ooh.
The was very it? First game he played.
Mm. Ooh, you know. You're Mr. Sports Shorts. Tell us. I don't know.
It's just a guess.
Pacers?
The Magic?
The Indiana Pacers.
Yeah.
Oh, was it
here
the Pacers?
At Marcus Square.
Yeah. I thought that, and I was like, oh, that may not
we
be
beat
right.
them. It was on a Sunday. I watched that game. Man, you talk about a big hyped game.
Not that we're trying to
return
brag,
to the NBA. Yeah.
We did win.
So, and that was the year the Rockets won. But then the next year, and then the year after, and then the year after, the Bulls won.
We're going to need another. That's a wrap, by the way.
The Rockets are happy that Jordan went pro.
I called a wrap already.
He already wrapped.
Oh, yeah.
Sports Shorts.
Check out Sports Shorts on.
Yeah. No, seriously, yeah.
Yeah. I got to get that going. All right, anyway, so Creepies, until next time, Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy.